You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. Brenthurst Wealth is a leading and award-winning South African boutique wealth manager. With me today from Brenthurst Wealth is Ruan Briet. And we're going to talk about three ways to optimize your tax at retirement. Now, Ruan, this is something you don't talk about when you retire. You think to yourself, okay, I've retired. I don't have to worry about this. I can just draw money out and, enjoy my retirement. But tax is still a factor, isn't it?
Yes, Lindsay. Yeah, thanks for having me. Like you said, I think the article also refers to it that, in life there's two things that are certain, and it's the death and taxes. And I think this is one thing that obviously should be kept in mind when considering not just your asset allocation, but also the structure or the vehicle of the investments that's being made use of over the investor's lifetime. I think, at the end of the day, as you accumulate capital and wealth, tax obviously becomes the result of building a good portfolio. And I don't think it should be a deterrent to maximize growth in a portfolio, but I think there's more than enough opportunity and structures or vehicles to utilize to manage the tax liability at the end of the day.
You talk about the South African Revenue Service, SARS, offering a tax simulation tool that can help you anticipate your tax obligations and avoid any surprises, which is very forward thinking of SARS, I think. I mean, do you utilize that at Brenthurst Wealth?
Yes, we do. Although we're not, tax specialists per se, we obviously do have the correct amount of knowledge and tools to our availability to assist, especially the management of tax when it comes to investment portfolios, which is quite important. I think, from an income tax perspective, it's relatively straightforward. Your employer deducts your tax which pays over to SARS. But I think where it normally becomes a bit of a hassle is from a portfolio management perspective, or where there's capital gains tax, or when there's, other types of tax coming into play. I think that's where the real planning becomes a bit more important.
Right. Now, with this in mind, there are three ways, according to your article, which you co-wrote with one of your colleagues, you can optimize your tax at retirement. Point number one, plan ahead to avoid surprises. Now, over the years that I've been speaking to Brenthurst Wealth, you and your colleagues, it always comes down to planning ahead and not to leave it till the last minute. And in this case, exactly the same applies.
Yes, that's 100% correct, Lindsay. I think, this is also where there's always a debate going on about whether it's useful to pay a financial advisor a fee to manage your portfolio and assist you with your finances. And I think this is one of the areas where it really becomes viable to rather pay a professional to assist you with the management of your taxes, especially going forward. As there's certain vehicles, as I mentioned, that helps an individual manage his own tax liability. And I think plan ahead, especially from a young age, is very important as you start accumulating or building your assets, because a young professional or a young individual at the start of his or her career, doesn't seem to be bothered too much by any sort of tax, whatever it may be, income tax or capital gains tax, as you haven't accumulated a lot of wealth by then. But I think, to put the building blocks into place from the onset is very important, as that tax bill just accumulates going forward. And you don't want to sit at the end of your career where you have a very expensive tax leakage, where you have to give the receiver of income a large part of your wealth back, which is supposed to look after you in retirement.
Yes, exactly. And you say one of the most important pieces of advice that you can give, and as you quite rightly said, you're not tax experts, but you know enough about it to give advice, to be aware that actions today have consequences in the future. And you go on to say, so when changing jobs, avoid withdrawing the retirement funds from your pension, because these withdrawals are added to calculate your $500,000 tax-free lump sum withdrawal. So, you have to be very careful. If you want to avoid tax legally, then you've got to be mindful. Don't just blunder in and do a withdrawal that might implicate you in the future.
100%, Lajan. I think, there's especially with the two-pot system that's coming up around about September this year, which also gives us grey at the moment, which we also don't know how our SARS is going to be geared for that as well. I think it's quite important for investors not to try and lay their hands on the hard-earned or hard-saved capital or wealth that's been accumulated. I mean, there's always a a way of getting your hands on your own money, especially your retirement money, which at time being, you know, feels quite well deserved to get your hands on that money and spend it on whatever, a new house, a new car. But I think, you know, there's the detrimental impact that will have on the compounding effect of your assets going forward is absolutely vital. And as you know, as you change jobs, you know, you're allowed to take various lump sums of your, especially your pre-retirement money, regulation 28, regulated funds, pension funds, retirement annuities. But, you know, that's seldomly advised to do so before retirement, because as I mentioned, you firstly lose the tax-free allowance, which you can get a lump sum of, which is 550,000 rand at the moment per individual, but you also lose that capital, the compounding effect over time. And I think the combination of those two could be an absolutely killer blow over 30, 40 years in your career.
And in your article, you give a table. Obviously, we can't describe that now, but if you go to that article, and we'll give details of that at the end, or rather you will, and people can have a look at that. Point number two of the three says the following: contribute to retirement products. You can already optimize your tax position, you say, before retirement by making full use of the tax benefits you get from saving in a registered retirement product. So the authorities in South Africa do give you some sort of break here. They say, well, if you save, then we're not going to punish you. Is that right?
100%. I think that's one of the driving factors for investors from a young age to start saving and building up capital. And as you also mentioned out now, the fact that you contribute to certain regulated pre-retirement funds actually gives you a tax break in the period where you make the contribution, first of all. And secondly, a large part of those pre-retirement or regulation 28 regulated funds that also does not have any capital gains tax on the capital gain that you incur on the growth of your assets over time, which is, I think, a very positive and attractive factor. But also, it doesn't form part of your estate. So should you pass away, the assets will fall outside your estate, which doesn't attract estate duty. So there's three or four very large talking points around this, especially from saving in tax efficient vehicles, and then there's another point that can be discussed on another day, which is section 10C of the Income Tax Act, that discusses or handles around the topic of disallowed contributions, which means if you contribute to your retirement funds over and above the 27.5 or 350,000 rand per annum allowance, you can get that tax benefit when you retire, which means, if I have to state it very simply, is if you over-contribute, you do lose that tax break in the year because you're allowed a certain maximum in that specific year of the contribution. But should you retire in future, you've got a pocket which has been over-allocated, which you can then write off against your income that you earn on retirement. So you can actually extend the benefits going into retirement as well, whereby you can reduce your income tax liability going forward after in retirement, and not just purely the tax benefit that you get by contributing to the investment itself.
Point number three sort of brings in emotions a little bit, and you've got to be very trusting of your partner, your spouse, because you say split income and assets between spouses. Now, please explain this, Ruan.
Yes, that's 100% right, Lindsay. I think, this is a great way to take assets, where there might be a large amount of assets in one of the individuals' capacity within a marriage. You can easily, first of all, move assets around between spouses, as there's no donation tax between spouses in South Africa. But also from a long-term planning perspective, I think it makes sense to split the assets that will form part of your estate, as each individual in South Africa has got a 3.5 million rand exclusion from your estate. So, if one spouse sits with assets to the value of 9 million rand and another spouse is with maybe a million rand or less, it makes sense to take that assets out of your estate and split it between you and your spouse to generate or to capitalize on the total 7 million rand exclusion, which both of you will get. So I think that's also part. And also in terms of if that's from an estate or a wealth planning perspective, but also, from an income perspective, I think, in future going forward, your assets that you've built up, whether it's a rental property or an investment portfolio will have to pay you income in retirement. And if you've contributed and built up a portfolio in only one individual's capacity, then that portfolio or asset will have to pay out income to the one individual in whose name the portfolio has been constructed, and that will increase the tax rate, the income tax rate of one individual in itself as well, and you won't be able to make use of both individuals' tax breaks at the end of the day.
Just one aside on this particular point number three, and splitting your assets. What if you're not married? I know South Africa is traditionally has been very very strict on this sort of thing. In other words, you have to be married to consider yourself having a partner or a spouse. But these days, let's say that you've been living together for 20 years but decided not to get married, do the same rules apply to you?
Yes, I actually had an interesting case the other day where I've dealt with clients in the same situation, Lindsay. And once again, this comes back to, SARS specifically. It normally should be seen on a case-by-case basis because, what the term refers to as spouses, people who are legally married, and then also life partners, which SARS regards in its own, its own right and in its own set of rules. And there's a lot of hurdles to go over, in terms of when certain things are allowed and certain things are disallowed. So I think, that's where you should make use of a tax specialist specifically to have the discussion around when is it legal to move assets around between, let's say, life partners as opposed to spouses, and what the tax influence will be or the tax impact will be on that. So, that's where normally we will bring in a tax specialist which focus on this kind of things, to make sure that the structures is set up correctly and that there's no unnecessary tax leakage from the client in its own capacity.
Very good advice. You say here in one of your final paragraphs, you say, apart from doing annual reviews to check if you're still on track, managing your tax obligations is a crucial part of your retirement planning process. This doesn't have to be complex, but speaking to an advisor, i.e. Brentos Wealth, this will help to clarify your situation and get your questions answered. So you just got to avoid these unwanted tax surprises. Great advice, Rowan. Thank you very much for your time, as always. Rowan Breit is from Brentos Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentos Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.